At the Farm Progress Show, I am visiting with Shannon Ford. And Shannon, you work for Bedford Reinforced Plastics. Tell me a little bit about the company here, first of all.
Okay, Shannon Ford, Bedford Reinforced Plastics, business development manager. And we are fiberglass pultruder. We manufacture all sorts of structural shapes. And we do design engineering. And being out here at the Farm Progress Show, we're servicing the agricultural market.
Well, we got together because you're working with a company called Trellis Growing Systems, one of the companies that you are producing for. Tell me a little bit about, besides Trellis and what they're doing in terms of creating a system for growing blackberries, what other types of products, services, parts of the industry do you work with?
Well, focusing here on the agricultural market, the inherent problem in the market is corrosion, and our material is impervious to that. So if you have fertilizer storage, we have buildings that will never rust, rot, or corrode. If you have hog barns, poultry raising houses, also it's a wonderful building material to use that, again, will last a lifetime.
Do you do kind of custom build for operators?
Almost everything that Bedford does is custom design and engineered. We don't like to cookie cutter or kit anything. We'll sit down with the individual, we hear their design ideas, and then we come up with a custom engineered solution that meets their needs.
How about as far as territory? I mean, are you nationwide? Are you in a certain area? Where do we find you? Or what's the best way to find you too?
Well, Bedford has material that's sold all over the world. Fiberglass is used in every market, from the military to wastewater to the entertainment industry to the agricultural industry. It's everywhere. Obviously, if you want to find out more information about Bedford and the material itself, you can find us on the web at bedfordreinforced.com.
Well, let's go back to ag for a minute here. So let's say that you have a livestock operation of some kind, or so we just kind of maybe make a contact either through the website or something, and then just tell you what we need, and you're going to make a quote for that?
Yes, that's exactly how it would work. You kind of give us what your need is and your basic design parameters. We'll ask the obvious questions: what size, what sort of design loading you're looking for. And our engineers will come up with a design that meets your exclusive needs.
So kind of describe the process there. Like, let's just say you've got the order placed. I mean, is this something that's going to take a while to put together? I mean, I know that's going to vary by the job and what is ordered, but how do you go about that? Or do you have a certain main production facility? Kind of describe how or where you produce these things.
Well, all of the main production facility and the engineering takes place in Bedford, Pennsylvania. However, we also have sales and engineering in Lafayette, Louisiana, and also in California. And we're opening up design and service centers all over the United States to help service regionally. But any inquiry that comes in will be handled by the office that's best suited for.
So I know you've had a chance to talk to some of the farmers here, for example. In looking at what they've said, some of their questions and feedback, who's going to use this? What's really going to drive them to say, I need that type of material for my, storage shed or whatever the particular application is?
Okay, well, the people that our material and our services are going to be best suited for, again, are people that are working in a corrosive environment. Again, that is the fertilizer storage, grain production, and, raising animals. Typically, a wood or a steel building used in those environments, you get about 10 or 12 years of service life out of before you're starting to do maintenance. And yearly maintenance from that point becomes very costly. Whereas a composite building or a composite material that we provide, it's a lifetime free of maintenance. So a slightly higher upfront cost is very quickly offset by the fact that you're not doing yearly maintenance on the material over its life.
Okay. Well, I am sure that is very important to some of the folks that have been visiting here. And, you know, we're late in the day, but we still got traffic coming in here through the building. So great visiting with you here, Shannon. We are at the 2011 Farm Progress Show. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.